Amen. Well, this morning I would like to introduce to you a friend of mine and a friend of Living Hope. She does marvelous and wonderful things being at the helm of CareNet. And I've asked her to come this morning because I want you to know how you are impacting our community. We believe in missions. We believe in local missions. We believe in regional missions. And we believe in global missions. You are a part of every one of those three things that I just mentioned. But sometimes we forget. Sometimes we just, you know, oh yeah. And so this morning, I know you're not going to forget, because I have the pleasure to introduce to you Carolyn Perlin, the director of the Manchester CareNet, and she's going to share with you this morning. Can we give her a warm welcome this morning? Yay!
Hello. I now realize why I was asked to come today. It's not because I have talents or skills, it's because I was available. Thank you, Ron. See, Ron worked at CareNet for a while, and he realized, wow, she's not very talented. Let's get her over here. In Matthew 25, Jesus commands us to care for the least of these, the Nickies. Maybe all of us, because we're all sinners, and we all have a responsibility to really hold each other up and build each other up, to share the truth. And that's what we're doing at CareNet. You see, so many women that walk through our doors are living in the worst of circumstances. Their lives are a mess. They're broken, living in dysfunction, addicts, abused. But they come to us, and when they come to us empty, what we do is try to fill them up with God's hope and God's love. And as a church who supports what we're doing, we thank you, because without you, we couldn't do it. What I wanted to do is, at the heart of our ministry is to help women who come to us in a pregnancy crisis. These are women who are abortion-minded or abortion-vulnerable, and they are really deciding the fate of their unborn child. And so we're able to share options with them, all of their options. We share the truth about what abortion is and the procedures and the risk involved, emotional, spiritual, and physical. We're also able to offer them the alternative, the life-affirming choices that God wants them to make, that we want them to make. So what I wanted to do today was to share with you what's happening at CareNet from our clients' perspectives. So I'm going to be reading a lot of testimonials when I talk about the different facets of our ministry. And so when it comes to the crisis client, the first testimonial is titled, New Place, No Job, and a Baby on the Way. When I found out my girlfriend was pregnant, yes, this was written by a man, it was a shock, to say the least. Neither of us felt we were in a place to support a child emotionally or financially, and we wavered on whether to abort or keep this baby. Weeks went by with little support from family and no clear answers on the horizon. We felt alone. The word lost comes to mind. Without a real plan of action to depend on and a difference of opinion on our options, my girlfriend suggested we seek an impartial third party. What we needed was someone who cared about what we were going through without pushing their own values on us. After calling several places and feeling railroaded into taking a stance I hadn't yet made, my morale about even having a baby was really taking a hit. At this point, I started feeling numb, but dialed the next number on the list. The woman who answered the phone at CareNet took a personal interest in my plight, and I felt an instant connection with her. She asked if we could come into the center the next morning and that she would meet with us personally. I was blown away by her interest in our dilemma and finally felt we weren't alone. We walked into CareNet the next day, still scared and undecided. With reserved optimism, my girlfriend and I sat down to hear what CareNet had to offer. All I knew was my girlfriend was desperate, and we both needed quick answers as my girlfriend was entering her second trimester of pregnancy. Our client advocate listened to our hearts and compassionately explained our options without judgment. She shared the truth while respecting our right to make the choice that was best for our personal circumstances. At one point, our client advocate excused herself briefly from the counseling room. Upon her return, she informed us that she had cleared her schedule because 1 hour was not going to be enough. It was clear our client advocate had made us her priority, and we were most grateful. We left CareNet several hours later with a unified blueprint of our future. Our son Noah is turning 2 in a few short months. Now I have an update on Noah. Noah is now 6, and he's doing well. His parents are no longer together, but they are co-parenting to the best of their ability. I know that they're doing well because I received a text on Christmas morning from Noah's mom, and this is what she said. Thanks to you, CareNet, we're able to enjoy Noah. Thank you every day for believing in me when I couldn't believe in myself. Noah's amazing, and I'm so grateful every day that he's here. Amen. 11 years ago, I went through several months of training to be a volunteer crisis client advocate at CareNet, and I wanted to tell you about my first crisis client. I was actually at home, not working, when I received a call in the town I used to live in from someone that I knew. Her 14-year-old daughter had a friend who was also 14 and pregnant. This 14-year-old's mother had set up an appointment to have an abortion the following week, although they had no idea how far along this 14-year-old was. She asked if there's anything that we could do. So, what did we do? We wanted to help the least of these. So the former executive director, our nurse manager, and Carolyn went to CareNet on a Sunday afternoon so that we could meet with this 14-year-old and her mother. It was a very hard day. You see, this mother was also living in a desperate situation. She had several kids at home, ages 1 to 14, no father in the picture, financially strapped. The last thing she wanted was another baby in her house. Abortion was the answer. The 14-year-old's boyfriend's parents, who had the financial means to pay for an abortion, offered to pay for it because they, too, did not want this child. Nobody in this 14-year-old's life wanted this baby. But after a couple of hours of conversation, she agreed to have an ultrasound, and that's when we discovered she was 22 weeks pregnant. She was already feeling movement. And in that moment, she decided that she would keep this baby, despite all the influences in her life that told her no, and that baby is alive. 98 abortion-vulnerable or abortion-minded women chose life for their babies last year. Isn't that great? So once our client decides to be life-minded, or she comes to us excited about being pregnant, we're able to offer a parenting curriculum, classes to help her get ready for being a first-time mom. This is really exciting for the people who either it's an unplanned pregnancy or it's a planned pregnancy. And so here's a few testimonials from clients who went through our Earn While You Learn parenting program. When I scheduled my first appointment with CareNet, I did not know what to expect. I was really nervous about being pregnant and had a lot of questions about having a baby, what to expect, and how I was going to cope with these new changes I was about to face. I was welcomed with genuine, caring, and supportive people. My advocate was kind and non-judgmental, which was very important to me. She helped me feel confident in my choices and comfortable to ask questions about the things I wasn't sure about. I kept coming back for each appointment because above all the information and support I was receiving, I was getting something far more valuable. CareNet was a safe place for me, something that I hadn't found anywhere. I have gained the skills and knowledge I needed to be the best mom to my daughter that I can be. But at CareNet, I also gained the confidence in myself as a mom. In Psalm 46, verse 1, it states that God is our safe place and strength. He is always our help when we are in trouble. So as disciples of Jesus, we need to offer a safe place for our clients so that we can share God's hope and love with them. Tanya, 12 years ago, I was in a terrible, terrible, terrible relationship. CareNet helped me get my life back as they were able to provide me with everything I needed. I actually was at the center 3 times a week, which is abnormal, by the way, unless they need it. I was pregnant with my 3rd baby boy, and without CareNet, I would not have been able to keep him. He is now the biggest blessing in my life. Thank you, CareNet, for turning my life around. My experience with CareNet was empowering. I started going to the center when I was 19 and found out I was pregnant. I was lost and afraid. My son was not planned and my boyfriend wasn't interested in having a family. On top of a rocky relationship with my parents, my plan was to join the Army and get out of here. However, having CareNet there for me helped me to realize what a blessing it would be to be a mother, how much I needed God in my life, as well as what a healthy relationship looks like. Today, I'm a happy, healthy young woman with a beautiful baby boy. I'm working toward my RN and possibly becoming a midwife, along with working a part-time job and raising my son on my own. One day, I hope to be blessed with the opportunity to help young women in difficult situations the same way CareNet has helped me. The father of this baby did leave the picture, and a new man entered her life. They were married. I was privileged enough to see this young couple get married this past fall, and they have another baby together, and this step-up guy is in the process of adopting her son. So we've talked about the crisis client and what we do for the mom, and well, we also have the mom's partners, the dads, and we have a 10-week practical fatherhood curriculum that we offer to our dads. And what you all should know is that Living Hope was really instrumental in launching this, because when we put out the plea to, we need men to talk with our dads, because although women, we can do the job, we can't do it as well as men. Our partners, our clients' partners want to hear from dads. And Pastor Steve and Ron Cropeland both stepped up and they piloted this program for us. So give them a hand. It's really made a difference in the lives of our men. They're really opening up to the men who mentor them at CareNet. I think my most important responsibility as a father is to be a positive role model to my child, to provide, protect, and to prepare my child for a great life. Another dad. My experience with a practical fatherhood class was tremendous. I learned that my most important goals are to protect and provide for my child. I also understand the importance of showing respect to my son's mother, whether we are together or apart. This course has given me hope that I can be a great father. Thank you. Both of these dads use the words provide and protect. In Psalm 127, verse 3, it says, "Behold, children are a heritage, a birthright from the Lord, offspring, a reward from Him." The gift of life is God's greatest blessing. So therefore, we have to train our male clients, as well as our female clients, how to provide and protect this great gift that God gives us. And I'm going to read one more practical fatherhood testimonial, because this one was one of Ron's clients. I told him I was going to embarrass him a little bit, so here I go. This class was awesome. Great material, practical and relevant illustrations. Ron was more like a father to me. He showed up and shared his life experiences with me. So thank you, Ron. You really impacted this young man's life. There were almost 100 lessons that men viewed last year for practical fatherhood. So now they've got it all going on. They have classes for the mom, classes for the dad. And what we discovered over the years is that some of the clients that we saw were coming back a year or two later with a different partner and a different pregnancy, and this was going on and on. Sometimes we were seeing people four or five times. And we really decided that what was missing in our ministry was that we needed to really show our couples or our singles what a healthy relationship looks like. Well, God always comes through. There was a grant that came through for a science-based relationship class that was created by a Christian. And we were able to see, it was $495 to take the class, and we were able to go free. So that was wonderful. The first and greatest commandment to all of us is, we all know it, the passage from Matthew 22:37, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind." We all know that. But if we desire our clients to develop a loving relationship with God, then we first need to get to know, like them, and trust them so that we can share what that means. And so through this relationship course, they're learning all kinds of skills about communication and personality types, love languages, and then we're able to sprinkle those seeds of hope for what Jesus can do in their relationships as well. Here are a few testimonials from our clients who took the relationship class. I was a 30-year-old single mom to a 9-year-old son. I've had one toxic relationship after another for the past 15 years, and that's pretty typical. So when a friend of mine who was a CareNet client asked me to take a healthy relationship class, I accepted her invitation. With the help of this program, I started a new relationship, one that is very different from my past relationships. It's healthy, caring, connected, and we are very happy. We have built a great foundation, and I'm dating my best friend. I think what I've learned most is how to respect myself. I'm so grateful to CareNet for offering me this course. Now, this was a few years ago when she took this. I got a phone call from her 3 months ago. I'm engaged to the same gentleman that she started dating. And she said, I told him I would marry him under one condition, that he would take this class and that we would take it together with you. So they are right now taking the relationship class at CareNet before they get married. This program couldn't have come at a better time in my life. I found myself in a really dark place and was struggling with relationships that had now left me pregnant and alone for the second time. My relationships were a revolving door that I thought would never end. This program has taught me how to love and accept myself. I now know my worth and will never settle for less than I deserve. It has also given me the tools to understand what a healthy relationship is and how to build a foundation. This program along with the staff, has been an incredible contributor to the start of my new journey in life. And one last one. Unmarried, living together with a busy toddler and a second baby on the way, we were feeling overwhelmed and scared about our relationship. Taking CareNet's relationship classes gave us hope, and we learned how to cope and deal with life stresses together. We were taught skills to help us work around our differences and partner in our decisions. This course drastically affected our lives, relationships, and family positively. We went from being unsure about our future together to being excited about planning our wedding. And they were married, and they had another child. And I know this because they called us recently for a refresher course. You know, when you're married, sometimes you go through difficult times. I've been married 27 years, I know. And it's worth it, and they realize it's worth it. And by the way, they're also going to church. Yay! And speaking of church, I mentioned that Joni McKenzie, who is the founder of this relationship, well, she let us know that there was a Christian version of this course. And so we actually spoke with several large churches that had big youth groups about bringing that curriculum into their churches so that they could make it a part of the youth group curriculum. And everybody that we spoke to was really excited about it. Whether or not they purchased it is their own business. But we also had a couple of couples actually that were Christians and wanting to take the course. So we took them through the Christian version instead of the secular version. And this is what one of the couples had to say. Marriage isn't easy. Taking Real Love Uncovered, which is the name of the Christian version, has made a huge difference in our marriage. As a wife, I have come to know God and I've built up my relationship with my husband. I've come to appreciate his strong personality type. The activities helped me to understand who I am because before the class, I didn't know. As a husband, I realized I never knew my wife's love language. I have learned more about my life and my wife through the course. Now I'm able to be closer to my wife because I know how to fill up her love tank. We recommend CareNet and specifically this course to all couples. So that's what we have as far as what we can do for our pregnant clients and their partners. But you know, this is CareNet's mission statement. CareNet Pregnancy Center of Manchester and Nashua exists to empower individuals to make informed, life-affirming decisions relating to pregnancy, sexual health, and relationships by sharing the practical love of Jesus. And although we plant seeds along the way, we realized that what we needed to do something more. We needed to offer Christianity as a curriculum. So we have a 14-week Getting Acquainted with Christianity called Christianity Explored that we always offer to our clients. We offer to atheists, agnostics, and from any religion. And I have two testimonials that are really powerful about what happened. And you know, Luke 18:27 states, what is impossible with man is possible with God. And I tell you, when you hear these two testimonials, you're going to see that this had nothing to do with us. We at Karen, this was God all the way. This one's titled, Once Blind, Now I See. I originally came to CareNet to support my husband while he took fatherhood classes. I appreciated that his client advocate asked me lots of questions about my own life. One day I shared that I had a troubled past. I met with this client advocate alone the following week, where I shared stories of my childhood filled with sexual abuse. In my adult life, those experiences had manifested into a secret world of pornography. There was excitement and elation in it, but also pain, hurt, shame, brokenness. This client advocate offered me hope in learning about Jesus and his forgiveness, so I agreed to participate in a Bible study titled Christianity Explored. The next 14 weeks were life-changing. My husband is a Christian, so I had some understanding of Jesus being a real man and a spiritual leader, but I was so blinded by lust and temptation that I couldn't see that God could still love me, even in spite of my sin, the least of these. Through this course, I learned that because of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, there were no sins too great to be forgiven. I simply needed to make a choice between my way or his way, and so I chose to follow Jesus. I am very much a work in process. My journey on this new path, his path, has just begun. I'm an open vessel as I learn more about Jesus through reading the Bible. I'm asking God to show me as much as he wants me to know. He has forgiven me, and I'm learning to forgive myself. My healing has no end date, but my eyes are wide open. What is impossible with man, is possible with God. I came to CareNet, and CareNet taught me everything about how to raise my child. I trusted my client advocate, and when I finished the baby curriculums, she offered me the opportunity to learn about Christianity. She saw in me an eagerness to learn and a desire to explore my spirituality further. I was Hindu and believed in many gods, every god, but I was willing to hear about this Jesus guy that my client advocate talked about. The Christianity Explored course introduced me to my Savior and taught me about the one true God who loves me. I have come to learn and accept that Jesus died for me and my sins, that he died for everyone's sins. Now I pray daily and read my Bible with passion. When I have a problem, I leave it at the feet of God for help and guidance. I never knew Jesus before CareNet, but I must confess that I love Jesus now. I want him in everything. What is impossible with man is possible with God. The big news is that we've had 300 spiritual discussions with clients last year. 300. The gospel message was shared 74 times, and some of these people have come to know Christ and to trust Christ as their Savior. Sorry. So we have some pretty exciting curriculums being offered at CareNet. But there's one part of our ministry that I really want to talk to you about, because one out of three lives in the church are touched by this, and that's abortion. We have a post-abortion Bible study that we offer. And even in the church, it's a problem. We need to heal. These women need to heal, and men need to heal as well, that we're partners in this decision. 1 Peter 2:24 says, "He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed." Job 5:8-9, "But if I were you, I would appeal to God. I would lay my cause before him. He performs wonders that cannot be fathomed, miracles that cannot be counted." And so, ladies, if you or someone you know has been touched by an abortion, whether it was last month, last year, 5 years ago, 20 years ago, it doesn't matter. We've seen women from many, many years prior. Please contact us, because we can help you. The one part of our ministry that I hadn't really been a part of was the post-abortion Bible study, but, well, I guess God knew that you were gonna see if I was available. So I had the privilege of being able to co-facilitate one of the groups a few months ago. And I have to tell you, it blew me away to see the transformation that happens when a woman who had lived with the shame of her abortion from 15 years prior, how she barely spoke in the beginning, and by the end she had written her child a poem that she wanted to share with the world, that she finally said, okay, God, you have forgiven me, and I will forgive myself. And she's healed, and she's moving forward, and it's a process, but she's so grateful that God's in her life more than ever because of this course. So I've read to you a lot of testimonials. I've shared with you some personal things, some that people have shared with me. And I hope you saw all the miracles. I hope you saw the miracles and the least of these that come to CareNet. But what you need to know is that we are on the front lines. We get to walk with them and talk with them. But it is the support of the area churches that make it possible for us to do our work. You might say, well, we're a small church, we don't do that much, but that's not true. Because alone, we can do a little bit, but together, we're transforming lives, we're saving lives. So whether you filled up a baby bottle or you're about to, maybe you have walked in one of our Walks for Life in May, or maybe you sponsored somebody else who walked, maybe you've attended a banquet, maybe you haven't done any of those things, but you have prayed for us. Whatever you've done, your part matters. Because Living Hope Church is literally giving living hope to the men and women in our community. And I want to thank you for that.